is weird, odd, strange, or just plain bizarre is really your cup of tea, then the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast will give you that fix. Can't believe it? Well, listen for yourself as we deliver the strangest news you definitely won't find on CNN or Fox. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Weird News Podcast.
Welcome to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, brought to you by and presented on the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcasting needs. Now, just want to say happy 4th of July. It's kind of one of those weird 4th of Julys because the weekend closest to, actually, there's no weekend closest to the day. The day fell right in the middle of the week. So nobody knew whether to do it before the 4th or after the 4th. I feel like you have to do it before the 4th. We had a little get together with some family and friends. So we did it before the 4th. It just makes sense, right? Because the weekend after the 4th, I think the Saturday would be like July 7th, basically, right? And who wants to buy fireworks on July 7th? Nobody. So we have a slight little get together and what have you. And then what ended up happening was we had a bunch of food and a bunch of drinks, like regular drinks, not necessarily alcoholic beverages, but sodas, Dr. Pepper, things like that. And towards the end of a party, just because there's usually a lot of food, there's like a food and there's an abundant amount of food usually. If my family or friends have a party, they're responsible for making sure everyone goes home with a to-go type of option, you know. And I'm not one of those people that judge people that leave with like a bunch of food, because that's what it's there for, right? Plus, you can only store so much food. You cook all these ribs, these sausages, yams, chicken, corn, asparagus, cakes, brisket, macaroni salad, potato salad, everything, right? And you can only store so much of that. So when it comes down to it, people take leftovers, fine, take your leftovers, fine. But I witnessed something this weekend that I hadn't quite witnessed this before. You guys let me know if this has been something that you've witnessed before. We had a guest that left with a couple to-go boxes, you know, the styrofoams, which is fine. As said before, you can only store so much food. So if people leave with it, then they leave with it. It's fine. But the guest had two to-go boxes and five drinks, five canned sodas, five. Now, the guest that was there, it was just her and her daughter there, you know, just her. So it's not like they had like a bunch of kids with them, you know, which would be, you know, partially excusable, I guess. But I feel like when it comes to drinks at the party, I think that I think you take one, possibly, I guess, for the road, right? I mean, if need be, maybe one for the road. Or maybe you take one for the road as you're drinking it while leaving the party, then you hold one in one hand. If you were to take three, I could see how maybe your drive was long, so you wanted to drink one as you're leaving, drink one in the car, then have one when you got home or for your refrigerator. But five, though, I think it's out of hand. I feel like it's out of pocket for you to go to a party and then take five drinks. I mean, I'm not the judgy type, but that's just a lot. I mean, because drinks can obviously be stored for other parties. They can be stored for other parties. The place where I was at, this particular family member has parties pretty often. So a lot of the stuff that's there gets like recycled from like the last party, whether it be like drinks or like particular snacks, things that like the non-perishables, things like that. So something like a drink, you're like, okay, well, you take a soda, but the sodas that don't get drank, they'll be for next time. You're just going to take all five of these? Like, are you going to have your own party later? And then here's the thing. Nobody approached this person. No, that's not what happened. But several of us noticed what happened. And my question is, how many other times has this occurred? How many other times has this woman taken five drinks at a party? Because if she's taking five drinks at every party she goes to, I mean, we're talking about Labor Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Easter, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Columbus Day, Flag Day, National Hot Dog Eating Day. I mean, that's like five times like 50 holidays. I think that might be 250 sodas at her house that she's just commandeered from gatherings. Now, if you know someone like this, I don't have a hotline number that you can give them to call for Drink Thieves Anonymous, but I do think you should just let them know, like, hey, you shouldn't take all five of those home, right? If you know someone that participates in this, and if you are somebody that participates in the, how do we say, not the thievery of the drinking, but just, you know, just taking a little too much. Again, food's okay. I'm not someone to judge somebody on food because food is perishable. If you go to someone's Thanksgiving and they cook you, I don't know, 12-pound turkey, everyone's eating turkey, please take the leftovers. Why? Because there's nowhere to put this food at. You got to take it. Please take the food. But drinks, though, I don't know. Maybe I'm being petty. Maybe she's being cheap. I just feel like you can't leave someone's house with five drinks. I think five is too many. I don't know what the number is. I'm not an expert on this. I'm not an expert on leftovers. I just don't know what the number is. I don't know. I think one is okay. I don't know the number, but I know five is too many. I can tell you that much. I know that five is too many. There. That's what I know about it. With that, I'm glad I got to get that off my chest. Just wanted to make sure you guys were aware of that because, I mean, summer just started like a week ago on June 20th, I believe. So we got a lot of summer to go, which means there's going to be a lot of barbecues, which means there's going to be a lot of soda thieves at your gatherings. Keep an eye on them. Keep an eye on them because one time you go to the cooler, there's ice and colors and sodas. Next, we go to the cooler and open it, it's just all white. When you open the cooler and it's all white, that means there's nothing but ice in there. That was my prelude. That went on a little bit longer than I planned, but when I get back, I guarantee you guys it's going to be worth it. I have a story for you about the bestest friend ever. The bestest friend. Probably not the smartest friend, but the bestest friend that sacrificed himself for their own friend. And I can't give you more of a preview than that, but I can tell you this. One of them got arrested while one was getting released from jail. I'll tell you more about that when I get back. Be right back.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, brought to you by and presented on the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcast needs. Now, how do I start this? This is what I'm going to do. How many of you guys have needed a ride? Raise your hand. Okay, we've all needed a ride at some point. We've all needed a ride. Sometimes we needed a ride in situations where we needed to get out of wherever we were at that time, which is what Uber is for primarily, right? I mean, if you're somewhere where you can't get out of where you're at, you need to contact Uber. You really do. Even though when you get in Uber or I don't want to say direct brand names, when you get in Uber or the Lyft or rideshare, whoever, sometimes someone doesn't know where they're going. But I can tell you one thing, it's better than driving yourself at a time when you shouldn't be driving yourself. This is what happened. A gentleman was arrested on DWI. So because he got arrested on DWI, he was obviously arrested. He's at the jail. 45-year-old Robert Wolf. And basically, he got pulled over while drunk driving. He basically made an illegal U-turn and got pulled over. Got a charge with DWI. He called his friend, his female friend, Vitaly. She's 46. Vitaly goes to pick up Robert like a good friend. You know, just, I'm going to go pick you up from the jail. That's what friends should do. Like, if your friend got a DWI, maybe their car got impounded, they don't have a ride. Apparently, they don't have Uber on their phone. They're calling you. Hey, I mean, maybe that's just what you got to go do. You know, you got to pick up your friend. Sometimes friends need rides. Vitaly goes to pick up her friend, and when Vitaly shows up to the police station, basically, Vitaly walks into the police station, and authorities say that when she walked in, she was obviously impaired. They gave her some sobriety tests, and they charged Vitaly with a DUI. They charged her with a DUI. So Robert got charged with driving while impaired, which probably means he was impaired. So on some prescription pills, on a little bit of the THC, something like that, right? From what I gather, that charge isn't as hefty as a DUI. From what I gather, he called Vitaly to come get in, and Vitaly got charged with a DUI, which means she was consuming alcohol. Now, I understand what friends are for. Like, I get it. I mean, but you know what? This is a story that's told often, but the way it's usually told, there's some forgiveness in it because something has to happen, right? There'll be a time where someone will get pulled over, and then they're like, oh my God, why are you driving if you're drunk? Well, I was the least drunk of all of us. This is why I'm driving. That's not a good excuse, but there's all of you guys here. If you're the least drunk, I guess that shows some type of responsibility, and you guys had to leave where you were at. Fine, I guess, but you're still getting a DUI. Now, if you're at home, or if you're somewhere drunk, and someone calls you and they need a ride, don't go get them. Don't go get them. Hold on. There's levels to this. There's levels. There's levels. If someone calls you, and you're drunk, and you need, because they need a ride, you shouldn't go get them because you've been drinking. You shouldn't go. And you should never, ever, 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 ever go pick them up from the police station. It's wrong on both. It's wrong both ways. It's wrong both ways. Are you guys feeling me? Are you guys feeling me? Kind of like this. You should never drink water out of the toilet. You should never drink water out of the toilet. You should never, ever, ever, ever drink water out of the toilet. And you shouldn't drink water out of the toilet if someone just used it, right? They're both wrong. You shouldn't do either one. It's not a good look. But there's one that you really, really, really shouldn't ever do. Are you serious? When I first read the story, I thought she pulled up to the police station to get him. And they walked out. People walked outside and saw her and like pulled her out the car. No, she was so bold that she walked into the police station to go retrieve her friend. Like, hey, you're coming with me. And went in there and was drunk. Really, dude? Really? I don't know what the relationship between these two people are, but someone's to blame. And when I say someone's to blame, I mean emotionally someone's to blame. I know that Vitaly drove there drunk as a grown-up. I get it. But Here's the thing. Either Robert was like, hey, I know she'll come get me. I have to call this friend. She's reliable. She has to come by. And he called her and she was like, oh my God, I'll do anything for Robert. I'll go get him. I don't care if I've been drinking. And then she left to go get him. That's her fault. But, there's a way this could be Robert's fault too. If Robert knows that Vitaly is a drunk, not a drunk, I don't want to label her, but if Robert knows that Vitaly is a type that like sleeps at the bar and she's always on, I got a feeling Robert knows there's a possibility she could have been drunk. Now, if Robert knows she could have been drunk and Robert just got a DWI, that's messed up, Robert. That's messed up. That's really messed up. Because, you know, I feel like we all have friends. I feel like we all have those friends where we know, like, okay, I'm asking you guys a question. Maybe it's not even a friend. Do you know somebody you can call and they're intoxicated right now? Like right now as we speak. At this moment, you'd be willing to bet $3 that they're drunk right now. Okay? If you know someone like that, don't ever, ever call them to get you to give you a ride. Don't ever do that. Don't ever do that. And this is what I need Robert to do. Robert, I need you to get Uber. I really do. I need you to get Uber, Robert, because you're too dangerous. Robert is so dangerous that he's driving while influenced and then calling rides of people that are drunk. Robert, you don't get to ask for rides no more. Somebody needs to get Robert's phone, take Robert's phone from him, and then download a rideshare app on it. Because there's no reason that one man can cause two cars of impaired drivers on the road. He's only one person. How does one man cause two cars containing impaired drivers on the road? How does he do this? Is he a magician? I don't understand. But I mean, I guess Vitaly, you're a good friend, but with friends like that, I don't need friends that do anything for me. I don't need those type of friends, because those people are kind of dangerous. I don't need those kind of friends, you know, type of friend where it's like, hey, man, you think you can loan me $5? Well, bro, I don't have any money, but hold on. And they come back. Here's $5, bro. And they're like, where'd you get this from? I robbed a bank. Why? You needed $5, right? What are you talking about? No, I don't need it that bad. I don't need it so bad you have to go to jail. That's ridiculous. Just be careful out here, guys. If you have friends that will do anything for you, anything, I might need you to reconsider those friendships. And if you do have a friend that you know is doing something wild right now, don't call them for a ride. Don't ever call them for a ride, because you already know they're going to get arrested. It's not a good look. I'm going to take a quick commercial break. It won't be that quick. It'll be the same length as the usual ones. But when I come back, I got a story for you guys that you're not going to believe. I had to read it and then read it again and then read it again. And I was like, okay, I think they'll like this. Be right back.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA, it's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
Welcome back to the GSMC Weird News Podcast with your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, brought to you by and presented on the GSMC Podcast Network to fulfill all of your podcasting needs. Now, how much do you guys think that turtles are worth? How much do you think that a turtle could be possibly worth? I'm just asking. Is there a possibility you can tell me about how much turtles could be worth? Okay. Here's the thing. A flight attendant leaving from the US to China was caught smuggling 45 turtles. 45 box turtles. And at first when I read it, I didn't really understand. I just didn't understand. And I was like, "What? Why is she smuggling turtles? Right? Like, what's happening with these turtles? And what are these turtles dangerous? I just don't understand what's happening with them." Turns out, these 45 turtles are worth up to $40,000 in China. $40,000. Now, I was trying to find out my hardest thing that I couldn't find out was what they do with the turtles. Like, I didn't know if like they're exotic pets in China, or if this is a particular turtle that someone puts in soup. Like, maybe this is a very expensive garnishment, right? Like maybe it's Maybe it's a garnishment. Maybe it's like a truffle. Like, it's a big deal. I misplaced the story and couldn't find it, right? So I went on to Google and I said, hey, Google, turtle smuggling. Now, when I typed in turtle smuggling, of course, I'm naive thinking I'm only going to get one story. Turns out this happened earlier this year in March 8th. In March 8th, a guy in Colombia was caught smuggling turtles. 148 turtles worth between $117,000 and $400,000. I don't know what kind of turtles these are, but it sounds like the turtle game was popping. When this guy got caught, basically, it looks like he's gonna be charged with 5 years in prison. Now, I just want to, this is not the place. This is not the place. This is not the place where we encourage crime. In fact, I feel like I deter crime because I don't go on here and do things and make fun of criminals for doing stupid stuff. I don't do that. All I ask is, where's the benefit from a lot of things that these criminals do? I just ask, where's the benefit? Like when the guy went into the aquarium and stole the fish, put him in his pants, and the fish were worth like $4, right? And I didn't see the point. I didn't see it. Maybe there's like a secret black market where those things are worth more on the black market than they are worth in a pet store, which doesn't make any sense. Like, I don't see how you can go steal a $4 cichlid and sell it on the black market for $8. And even if you do that and double your money, it's not worth getting your pants wet and running out of a pet store. It's not worth it. But if you can risk 5 years in prison for smuggling 114 turtles, and you can make $114,000 to $400,000, I'm not going to say that you should sign up to go do that. All I'm going to say is that if you're somebody that's out here doing other illegal activities to create revenue and feed your family, I think turtles may be the safer bet. It seems like turtles may be the safer bet. I feel like if you get caught with a turtle versus caught with something else, you can talk your way out of that. Unless you're a flight attendant and you're at work and your purse has 45 turtles in it. Okay. If you're a flight attendant, your purse has 45 turtles, it may look weird. It might look weird. Who knows? It might look weird. But if you're driving down the interstate and the cops pull you over and you have a bucket of turtles in your trunk, what are these turtles here for? Oh, you know, I'm opening the pet shop. I give out free turtles. I go to elementary schools and show kids turtles. I'm a science teacher. I got these turtles. This is what I do. I'm a fan of the Ninja Turtles. It got canceled. I feel like I can make my own Ninja Turtles. I feed these turtles pizza. They're my friends. I feel like the police officer would just leave you alone because it sounds weird. Versus if you're driving down the interstate, you get pulled over by the police. They open your trunk. You have a bucket of drugs. I don't think there's a way to talk yourself out of that. I don't think there's a way to do it. Even if the police pull you over with these turtles, you can say, hey, I found them. I found all these turtles somewhere. You found these turtles? Yeah, I just found them I found them in the river, and I picked them up, and I decided to take them with me. I didn't make these turtles. God made these turtles. The universe made these turtles. I just found them. The police would say, okay. If you get pulled over with a bucket full of drugs, you can't say you found those drugs. Want to know why? Because someone else would have used them, and they didn't make themselves. So they'd ask you where you got them from. You can't say the river. Well, you could say you got your drugs from the river. You could do that. But if you're getting drugs from the river, then you need to hear a podcast that I made several weeks ago about better decisions. Because if you're taking drugs that you're finding on the river and doing drugs near the river with people that sleep on boxcars, that's just something that you need to reevaluate as a whole. Now, I'm not promoting any criminal activities on here. I'm just saying that it seems like I believe flight attendants make something like $25,000 to $40,000 a year. I think sometimes it's on the lower end because they get so many free flights and benefits and things like that. I'm not 100% sure. But if you can get $40,000 for taking 45 turtles from California over to China, I mean, I'm not going to say I would do it. I'm not saying I would do it, but I understand. It's one of those things. It's one of those things. And I rarely run across these situations where I have a weird news story for you guys and I tell you, I wouldn't do it, but I understand. I actually never say that. Actually, I said that 2 weeks ago when that grandma choked out the bobcat and the grandma said, I wasn't ready to die today. And you know, I would do it and I understand. If it's mere the bobcat, bobcat's got to go. But most of these stories, I don't understand them and I wouldn't do it. But this one, I wouldn't do it, but I completely understand. No judgment should be passed on this woman or on the man that's about to get 5 years. Either way, more power to both of them. Hopefully, China gets better access to turtles so Americans don't have to risk their freedom smuggling turtles into different countries. because it's hard enough being an American, right? It's hard. We out here moving turtles on the block. It's very difficult. Anyway, hopefully they work together, a 1-800 number for that. With that, this has been your favorite host, Ryan Holloway, giving you another episode of the Weird News Podcast on the GSMC Podcast Network. Live long, prosper, watch out for potholes.